3 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. You just heard Max Frost and the Troopers from the soundtrack of Wild in the Streets. It actually was the B-side to the single of Shapes of Things to Come, released on Tower Label in 1968. Before that, the Rivingtons and the B-side to Papa Uma Mau, released in 1962 on the Liberty Label. The name of the track was called Deep Water. And I really should have had a bumper leading into that. What a crappy segue. Yeah, you can come on, over the corner of College Ave and Boston Ave. About 8:15, you can be a dope slap. Anyway, I asked for it. Anyway, before that, the Exciters, they have Tell Him fame. Did He's Got the Power, released in 1963 on United Artists. And then before that, the Volcanes kicked off the set with My Heart Don't Believe It, Won't Believe It, released in 1965 on the Capitol Label. Produced by Jack Nitzsche, arranged by Jack Nitzsche, produced by Steve Douglas. No, not that Steve Douglas. Anyway, 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. And if you want to get a hold of me between shows, you can always email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Make me an ID, a bumper or something. All you got to do is mention my name, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. And you don't even have to have a claim to fame. I know a lot of guys take great pride, and gals too, in having this musician or that famous band make a bumper for their show. I don't care. I don't. This broadcast is the Schlitz, Talls, and Unfiltered Camels of broadcasts. I intend to keep it that way. I pay as little as possible for records and CDs, and I play them for your displeasure. Coming up in about 55 minutes will be the lounge. Yes, the lounge. Okay. Danny's in the house. His car's all fixed up. And then Stephanie's going to come, and I will go home and I will eat. These are the Desperate Hours. Thank you.
me know, for Christ's sake.
Doesn't matter.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Back in the days when Egypt was in flower, two famous men sailed up the Nile to shower diamonds and jewels, etc., on a young femme fatale named Cleopatra. Uncle Thumb! In their strange exotic language they declare their love so true. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra, it must be plain to see that we love you. Julius Caesar, although he was much older, begged for sweet Cleo to lean upon his shoulder. He sailed away, but promised to come back.
But on the way he ran into that fatal knife attack.
Uncle Thumb! Now there was but one to speak this magic phrase of love so true. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra, it must be plain to see that I love you. He would never leave her, and by his words he sure did not deceive her. Maybe it was too much kissing, who is there to know? But one day he told poor Cleo,
girl, I'm feeling mighty low.
Uncle Thumb! How she cried, and by the day they buried Mark along the shore. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra made up her mind to be the queen no more. Richest finery, and sent out her maid to the serpent nursery. Soon this cruel world heard Cleo's final gasp, for to her lovely bosom she clutched a deadly asp. Uncle Thumb! Cleo joined her lovers in their fateful date with destiny. Uncle Thumb! If you'll join us, we will shed a little tear in sympathy.
Down at the Uncle Rome, on the Sunset Strip, they're shaking that boat, Joe. 6 o'clock. 1, 2, 3, 6 o'clock. 1, 2, 3, 6
7:22 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Just heard Jay Bentley and the Jet Set do Watusi 64, a single released in, surprise, 1964 on the GMP Crescendo label. For that, Big Sam Savage did Oh Gosh! Originally released on the Date label, 1958, I got off a compilation, Frolic Diner, Part 2. For that, the Reed Hopper Trio, something I picked up at a record show this weekend. I had to wrestle for it. A track called Cleopatra, released in 1962 on the Ford label. And then before that, this week's songs that everybody knows. Tractor hit number 15, I believe it was the fall of 1965. Sir Douglas Quintet did She's About a Mover, released in 65 on the Tribe label. And before that, Dusty Springfield from 1963, And I Only Want to Be With You. Kind of like clearing the beach for the British invasion to come. That hit, it was released in this country in November of 63. And got as high as 13 or 14. Not sure what. Anyway, kicked off the set, this first set of the second hour, with the Circle, Will the Circle Remain Unbroken? Got off the reissue of the International Artists LP, Bull of the Woods. And yes, it was 13 Floor Elevators, originally released on the International Artists label in 1969. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 for those who are still living, working, or otherwise marooned on the Tufts University campus discombobulated. Anyway, we got, what is it? WMFO is community radio and all that on the campus of Tufts University. Yes, did my bit there. Still gotta pay another. Read another PSA, and you know what one it's gonna be. It's gonna be the birth control one. I mean, that's what I do all the time. But I think I laugh like a 13-year-old when I hear these things. Anyway, coming up in about 35 minutes will be the lounge. Meanwhile, you're stuck here listening to the Desperate Hours.
cat catch a hummingbird. Has a hummingbird, loves you and leaves you without a word. Little hummingbird, little hummingbird. Now that she has come my way, I wished I'd known this yesterday, that a hummingbird just can't be true. When the honey's gone, she's gone too. You can't keep a hummingbird. Smart. She buzzed right in and stole my heart. Little hummingbird. Little hummingbird. She stole all my honey love and flew off to a newer love to break another heart again. Only fools will try to win.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Be wrong, but feel I'm right. Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard a band called Wet Paint, an acetate that was recorded at Northwest Recording Labs around 1967. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 5 and 6, a CD. The track was called If I Don't See Her Tonight. Before that, Elvis's favorite singer, Timmy Euro, She sold about 20 records, but made a hell of a career out in Vegas, opening up for various acts and headlining occasionally for about 25 years. Died, born exactly 16 years before I was born, and died about 15 years ago. Anyway, Timmy Euro, and this is a track of Both Sides, and I've cleaned and cleaned and cleaned it. I mean, the next step is a sonic cleaner. Then I just got to have to smash it over my face or something. Whatever publicity stunt I can do to get people to listen to this show. Anyway, Timmy Euro did Should I Ever Love Again, the B-side to A Legend in My Time, released on Liberty in 1963. Before that, Major Lance from 1965 on the OK label did Come See. And then we kicked off the set. The set was actually shorter than I thought. Bobby One, some guy named Bobby One, did a track called Hummingbird, released in 1959 on the NRC label. But anyway, one thing that's good about, on a slightly serious note, one thing that's good about mixing this old school, or somewhat old school technology with the interweb is those of us we're on the air, don't feel as if we're talking to ourselves, which is nice. So big shouts out to Laurel and the rest of the female legion of the Desperate Hour. You don't see a guy look foolish. I do that every Thursday evening from 6 to 8. As I present a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. And sometimes they're not even good enough for drill outs. Well, record store says, no, you take them. Anyway. Let's bring this old girl home. The lounge is up in about 20 minutes, and these are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I'm broadcasting.
Streaming. Rob Milicki from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Thank you.
7:59 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, hi, and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I present this steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., whether you like it or not. Stephanie Cardone's in the house. Your pal dropped off her records. And I was listening to, hey, get some, you know, there's a lot of show tunes and stuff, but I dug it, you know.
You never know when you have to pull it out, better to have them than not.
I already played something last week. Henry Mancini, the Moon River Cha-Cha.
Oh,
there,
wow.
You
know.
Yes.
That was a number one hit in 61, I think it was.
Moon River was. But the Cha-Cha was out of the movie. You know, with Mickey Mooney.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set before I got distracted. No, I didn't get distracted. I